You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Dele Alli to score and Tottenham to win was 14-5, now 4-1. Vincent Janssen to score, Tottenham 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, 15-2 enhanced to 8-1. Javier Hernandez is the focus of the enhanced odds offers, if you like, Leverkusen in this match. Him to score and Leverkusen to win was 9-2. Now 6-1, and him to score and Leverkusen 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 has been enhanced from 8-1 to 9-1. Mauricio Pochettino has openly admitted he can't remember a spell in his managerial career as tough as this, with his Spurs team without a win in their last five matches. Does include a 0-0 draw with Leverkusen in Germany, but it must be remembered that this game is taking place at Wembley. And I think Spurs are way too short in the market here.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
We've already seen Spurs struggle at Wembley. That was in the first game. Seems like so long ago, but they lost to Monaco.
Yeah.
That is going back quite a while now. That, of course, was in
September.
14th of September. Yeah. So you can't just ignore that, though. You can make your home ground a fortress, and when you get moved, it's like, Dave, it's like me saying, right, this is your bedroom, you're comfortable with it, right? Dave, I'm kicking you out. Go in the spare room and try and be as wonderfully productive as you are for this company as you can be. And you wouldn't be as good. Fact.
That is
now,
a fact.
Wembley, of course, many... I think it's key that White Hart Lane is so tight to the players. And it really is. You get a good atmosphere there. And it's such a different environment at Wembley. Wembley's so open, so potentially so quiet at times.
Yep.
The pitch is massive as well. This is like a sort of glorified away game for Spurs, as far as I'm concerned.
Visiting teams as well, it's the enormity of the occasion going to Wembley,
yep,
rather than going to White Hart Lane. Wembley's a ground steeped in history, and going there for a European club, mm-hmm, it's huge for them, and they're going to raise their game performing at Wembley, and that's a negative for Spurs.
I do quite like Leverkusen at 14-5, but I just cannot see many goals in this game. Spurs, obviously, while Harry Kane has been out, they've tried a few different things. Vincent Janssen so far has been underperforming massively, or maybe he's just not very good, but he hasn't been what they expected. Son has been given a go up front, and he's done well. But, of course, do I really want to be looking at midfielders to break through here? Ali hasn't been quite as good as he was last season. They've got plenty of talented players, but I just can't see them scoring many here.
Yeah.
You look at Leverkusen, you mentioned Javier Hernandez. He is a player who obviously has to be massively respected, but he's 17-10 to score any time. That's not colossal. Calhanoglu, another one, 14-5, tempting, but for me, Dave... And people don't like it, but back unders on the goals here, because I think it's going to be tight and trappy. The 10-11 on under 2.5 rates banker material as far as I'm concerned.
It's a bigger price than I thought it would be.
I would happily take that. I would happily take under 1.5 at 11-4. I'd even look at the 0-0, to be honest, because it's just one of those things that, yes, it happened in the first leg. Will it happen again? Well, it's 10-1. It might not be what people want to hear, that, you know, oh, I think this one's going to be dull. But I cannot see there being many goals. Under 1.5, I would happily play at 11-4. Under 2.5 rates, borderline nap material for me this week.
A quick note on that first match as well in Leverkusen. Spurs were good in the first half, but second half, they didn't have a shot on target. And Leverkusen had 13.
Mm.
And Javier Hernandez forced that world-class save from Hugo Lloris. And I know you mentioned Hernandez as price, not really attractive at 17-10, but he has scored 7 goals in his last 10 Champions League starts.
And I think if Leverkusen are going to score, he's by far the most likely outlet. But as I've said, if I think there's going to be a maximum of 1, maybe 2 goals in this game at most, do I really want to be backing any time goal scorers? Not personally. If you are that way inclined, I would go with him. But I just see it being boring, boring Tottenham. Not Arsenal this time. Boring, boring Tottenham.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now, where the fun stops.